All right, welcome back to the Unpopular Playground. We are here for our season 3 finale. It was a little rough this year. A lot of things happened, but we got a lot of exciting things coming up for season 4 that's going to start in June, as soon as June. And I'm going to let Ramon go into that because he's got some great ideas with how we're going to start rolling.
Yeah, guys. First off, whenever you take on a project, sometimes things don't go as planned. That's what you was just talking about. But you just got to kind of roll with it, allow things to happen for you. Just be like water and just roll with the way things are going. And sometimes you have to pivot. So that's what we did. And right now, what I focus on is just putting more content out and putting out content that we don't see a lot of people talking about. Want to bring a different perspective that's going to help people, that's going to free people. It's going to help kids, especially young adults, your high schoolers, people in college, just realize the opportunity in front of them, realize how powerful they are, realize how much time they have in life to figure things out. And just what a different world it is now based on when me and Debbie and were coming up. And I feel like sometimes because of there's so many choices and so much opportunity, young people, especially that kind of high school, college age, can get overwhelmed. They can get bombarded with so much stuff. And sometimes you gotta step back and just breathe and look at things from a different perspective. And that's what we want to bring so we can help that generation out, navigate life that they're up against, because it's a different world than, like I said, than when we were coming up. And it's gonna keep changing too. Things are always changing, but if you have the right mindset and you just know who you are and like know what you want out of life and aren't afraid to mess up or fail, or that's what keeps people, I think, blocked, is that fear of, oh, what if I don't get it right? What if I mess up? What if I fail? We fail every day just by doing that. Yeah. Put this podcast on.
The technology.
Yeah. When you guys get a chance, because I don't think people watch a lot of live TV now, but just watch any live show, you know, there's all kind of mess ups, even just on live TV. So people mess up all the time. But we just want to bring some facts, bring some inspiration, bring some skills, like real skills to the people. So, you know, we can help them ascend and navigate and find some success through their graduating high school. Either if they want to go to college, they want to go to college. Or if they graduated and find that, oh, I have a degree, I can't find a job. Now what? So we want to do.
Yeah.
So.
What? I know. Yeah. What is it? When I was trying to delete just the Facebook page to get an Unpopular Playground Facebook page, that the way that you delete pages, they keep all the platforms, even StreamYard, they keep changing their platforms from year to year. And you just have to keep experimenting on where to find stuff to be able to even function and operate. Everything, it just keeps updating. And right. You have to keep up, otherwise you're going to be left behind.
You're going to be left behind. And that, I'm glad you brought that up, Jen, because a couple of things. But one, people sometimes get triggered by technology. I like technology. Even I get frustrated with it. But there's some people who just hate it, right? It's here. It's like get more advanced, more advanced. Those who...
Not going away.
There's a debate on AI replace us. No, it won't replace you, but it will replace those who don't know how to use it or don't want to use it. Just like the internet. Can you imagine someone saying that about anything online? Like now, oh, I don't like the internet. I don't want to mess with that. What are you talking about? 30, 40 years ago, that might've been the vibe. I'm not sure about it. I don't know. But now it's okay. What are you even talking about? So that's how I think it is and will be with AI and everything else that's coming out right now. Okay. So it really doesn't matter whether you're a high schooler in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or if you're like, my little son, he's 8, 9 years old, and he's coming up. Obviously, it's going to be there waiting for him. It's going to be a lot more advanced by the time he's even half my age. It doesn't matter, right? We're going to bring that into the fold. Something specific, too, that I mentioned earlier was that for those graduating from high school or college, and they're like, what do I do? Like, I really want to help people with that, because while we're all trying to have our projects on this big project, and we want to be able to leave our 9-to-5 jobs one day, jobs are needed. What I'm trying to say is jobs aren't bad. When I know when I come across, I think jobs are bad. I one day want to do something else, want to break free from my job. But every job I've had prepared me for the next step. And it's preparing me for this next step I'm on in my entrepreneurial journey that will allow me to leave my job one day. So I want young kids to know, because I think there's pressure about, oh, I don't need to work. I can just be like an influencer, or I can be a streamer or whatever. And some people, they're going to be able to do that. I think if you know that's what you want to do, then they're already doing that. But for those who maybe don't see themselves doing that and just wanted to do something specific, I want to help people do that, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions about where do I go? Where do I work? Like, how can I get that job? And so it's a lot easier than people may think. And I want to help, because there are great jobs right now that any high schooler or like somebody from college graduating can get. They just don't know. Like, they have no idea. There's so many opportunity for them. They have no idea how to even start to even think that they can have good, high paying job doing what they like or even love. Or even if they don't love it, okay, hey, you know what? It's something you can do for the next few years to get your feet wet, get some experience, do something else. Right?
So I agree. Yeah. They don't do career days anymore at school, where parents used to come in and, oh, my mom does this, and talk about her career. Your dad comes in and he talks about his career, or even things in school where you're learning how to do a skill. They don't have that anymore. So the kids only see what they know, which is very limited. And that's the problem. They need to be introduced to more opportunities. And that's what we want to do, is give them that chance to see there's a lot out there for you to tap into, other than video games and things like that. And college is not the answer for everybody. And actually, people in trades make a lot more money than some people that went through college.
Everybody's going to need a haircut. Everybody's going to need if something goes wrong with your toilet.
Right.
Yep.
What about an electrician? They're going to need they're electric. Other options. You need, and it's getting the point across that life's all about change. Nothing ever stays the same. And now here's what you got.
What I would add to that is the skill building and knowledge of the things that are not being taught in school that should be focused on a little bit more is, I would say, research, knowing how to research and fact check. The arts have been taken out of school, just being creative. And there's not one solution for everybody. And I think that's what we want to present, is more options for people. Not everybody's meant to be like you were saying, Ramon, an influencer, or to go to college. And depending on who's talking, makes it seem like that's the only answer.
That's what I just said. You have to show them the options.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I like what Debbie said too, is that everyone is meant to go to college.
No.
I think kids who know they want to do something specific that they pretty much need college for, like engineering.
Right.
They're there. But then other kids, maybe they go there because they feel obligated or they want to just have fun. I can't knock it anyway, because if you want to go have fun, maybe that's the experience that you need to have that's going to show you something else that's going to elevate, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool either way, but I just don't like when people feel pressured or just lost. They have no one there to help them or guide them or just give them any kind.
Right.
If I didn't have people coming up that showed me a different way, gave me a different perspective, helped me look at things from a different angle, then I'd still be trying to figure certain things out. So we're just trying to pay it forward, really.
Yeah.
Help these, especially this specific age range, with just some different perspective and guidance.
Yeah. We had the benefit of having all of that growing up. And now we see what's missing in their life. So we need to give some of that back, pay it forward, and help these kids so that they don't walk around feeling lost.
So we're going to have to wrap it up. But the reason why we need to do the research and explore other options is because there's predators out there that prey on young people with those get rich quick some of the multi-level marketing and all of these things that, oh, you're going to get rich and you need to be able to do your research so that you can really decide if that opportunity
is real.
They have a lot of scam jobs on Indeed that they're not really jobs. They're scams. And we'll get more into that too. And we plan to go live a lot more to where you can engage with us. So that's about it. And we hope that you tune in for more content.
Thanks for watching us.
Yep.
All right, guys, keep shining.
Bye.